ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Muhammad Mahmoud Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa bihi nasta'in. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Salamun alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome once again to yet another episode of The Bridge, a program in which we try to discuss the different supplications of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, supplications that have come in the form of a prayer manual known as As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyya. We have been discussing the seventh supplication of this prayer manual, and that is on Imam Sajjad alayhi salam's dua during incidents of sorrow, painful occasions, and intense grief. We were in verse number 7, which actually is a corollary of verse number 6. In verse number 6, we express and say, وَبِقُدْرَتِكَ أَوْرَدْتَهُ عَلَيَّ وَبِسُلْطَانِكَ وَجَّهْتَهُ إِلَيَّ. Through your power, you brought it on me, whatever calamity, whatever situation that came to me. And through your sovereignty, you directed it on me or to me. Now, the reason we say that this is a principle, it's because everything is by Allah's power. He has the ultimate domination. Allah has the ultimate power. And whatever comes to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the existential sense. He is the one who allows these things to happen. Sometimes we tend to think that it is because of so and so that this has happened to me. But if you go and see, ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows that thing to happen. The reason is that this also is out of His wisdom. Otherwise, He would not allow that thing to happen on you. Now, after that, there are corollaries. And in verse number 7, as we discussed the 6 phrases that are involved, Imam says, none can take back what you have brought about. None can avert what you have directed. None can open what you have closed. None can close what you have opened. None can make easy what you have made difficult. None can help him whom you have abandoned. From here you come to realize that ultimately it's only Allah whose plan will work. No other plan can work. And therefore it is absurd for a person to rely on other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed about this in brief.
رَبَّنَا, رَبَّنَا
Salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
today we will look at some verses of the Holy Quran that actually allude to the fact that actually, you know, the reason it is wrong for a person to rely on other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ultimately, everything is in His power. We will look at some of the verses and think and ponder upon them so that we understand this verse better. In chapter 39, verse number 38, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ قُلْ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَادَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ هَلْ هُنَّ كَاشِفَاتُ ضُرِّهِ أَوْ أَرَادَنِي بِرَحْمَةٍ هَلْ هُنَّ مُمْسِكَاتُ رَحْمَتِهِ قُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ يَتَوَكَّلُ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. This actually is talking about the mushrikeen who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet they took partners and they said that there are other gods also who are responsible for other affairs. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the reality that it is Allah alone who is Rabb. And it is Allah alone who He has the ultimate power. No other entity has any kind of power. The translation of this is that if you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they will surely say Allah. Say, have you considered what you invoke besides Allah? These other idols that you invoke? Should Allah desire some distress for me, can they remove the distress visited by Him? Or should He desire some mercy for me, can they withhold His mercy? Say, Allah is sufficient for me. In Him let all the trusting put their trust. Now, the reality is that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to say, or He tells us, that it is only Allah who has the power to give mercy or to bring distress to a person. And the other gods that you are trying to call, they don't have any effect.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Another very important thing is that this is the apparent import. Sometimes you may not be an overt mushrik, that means apparently you're not a mushrik. You are confessing that there is only one God and there is only one Rabb, Rabbu samawati wal ard. But then, you know, you think that a certain friend or a certain leader or a certain person whom you know in a certain organization will be able to assist you and bring goodness to you, even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought problems for you. Is that possible? Here we are told, no, it is not possible, because ultimately every power is Allah's power. Now, another verse which is interesting is chapter 6, verses 17 to 18, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, should Allah visit you with some distress, there is no one to remove it except Him. And should He bring you some good, then He has power over all things. And He is the all-dominant over His servants. And He is the all-wise, the all-aware. Again, this verse is very vocal and very powerful in stressing the point that we have already made. And that is that, you know, anything that happens to you, if Allah makes it happen to you, no one has any power to challenge Him, because every power that anybody has belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately, and therefore He would not allow any other power to challenge His power. All the other powers are subdued. All of them depend on Allah's power. They need permission of Allah to have an effect. They are Allah's powers. They are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's. They are manifestation or manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. And there is nothing that can obstruct what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to do. And therefore, in fact, in this verse, there are so many beautiful allusions that tell us the reality. For example, it says, فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Over everything, Allah is powerful. Everything depends upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we will continue with our discussion in our next session. We come to the end of the program. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin.
That was the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد